He gave Rashers a quick thwack with his hurley stick as he ran behind him. Rashers dropped Mary with an outraged snarl and span in a circle to examine his backside. His huge head swung back to Mary and swung away again to look after the small figure racing up High Street. The boy stopped, turned, waited. The dog made his decision. He ran towards Seth. His big paws pounded the tarmac. His growl seemed to come up through the ground, come up through my bones. Rashers will kill that boy for sure, I was thinking as I left the safety of the wall and crept over to Mary. The dog was nearly on Seth now. The boy stood there, his hurley stick in his right hand, staring Rashers right in the eyes, exactly like my mother had said not to. Run, I whispered. Run, I yelled. Seth didn't run. I saw the slow raise of the stick in his right hand, the toss of the ball from his left. But when he struck, it was so fast my eye couldn't follow the ball. I saw Rashers stop as if he'd hit an invisible wall. His head flipped back, his legs buckled. He hit the ground like a sack of potatoes. I looked at Seth, both his hands wrapped round the neck of the hurley, his arms and body coming back from the swing. I understood. He'd used the little ball as a missile. He'd fired it straight into the dog's open jaws. For a moment, nobody moved. Then everyone came at once. The girls I'd been skipping with inched out onto the road. The boys came racing across from the green. They all formed a circle around the dog and the boy with the hurley stick. Mary's leg was covered in blood. She whimpered in protest as I hauled her to her feet, but I was determined to see what was happening. I put my arm around her and took her weight as we hobbled over to where Rashers had fallen. We pushed our way into the circle. He's dead, someone said. He's pretending, someone else said. He'll jump up in a minute and savage the lot of us. But there was no doubt, Rashers was dead. Up till then, in my imagination,